Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Evil Eddie, and we are here on a Sunday night it's actually Monday morning right now here on the East Coast, but we have a special guest here on Pure Evil MMA Podcast. We actually have the champ over at BKFC right now, and I don't even need to introduce her because she's been on the show so many times that at this point, it would just be rude. So I'm just going to say this. We got Misfit, the champ here. What's going on, Misfit? How you doing?
What's up, man? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen. All right. So just really quick to catch all of our listeners up here. If you're watching on the video cast here on Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, make sure to give us a thumbs up. Subscribe down below because we do this every week. We do about two episodes a week. Subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere that you can get podcasts. Podomatic. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can just Google me. Google me, bitch. But all right, let's jump into things. We had BK. We had a wild weekend. I mean, we had UFC Greenville go down. We had Bellator. We had Glory. We had my co-host James McSweeney fight this weekend. But I think the one event that really stood out amongst them all was BKFC. And I think it's really crazy. I mean, this promotion is only on its sixth event, and yet they're gaining more traction than the UFC or Bellator. I think that's very impressive. Last night's event was really talked about, and we got the champ right here, BKFC's Misfit Ferrer. So Misfit, let's start out with this because, you know, just quick preview to the listeners. We're going to be talking about BKFC 6, but also I need some relationship advice. I'm not going to lie. I need some real talk, but let's really quick talk about BKFC 6. Were you excited about this fight versus Artem and Paulie, and what did you think was going to happen? Who are you rooting for here?
I was very excited for the fight, and I was rooting for the boxer. I thought he would pull it off. I thought he would outwit him. I thought he would have more speed. I thought his defense would be better. I thought he would see everything. He pretty much did see everything that Artem threw, but I mean, he got caught a few times. But Paulie just didn't, his counters weren't there. Like, Artem was wide open, overextended so many damn times that, I mean, I don't get it. I don't know what was in Paulie's head, if he was just scared. They looked both scared. Like, Jason Knight said at the end, I watched his interview, they said, this Paulie was just a little more scared than Artem. So well, I agree with Jason Knight there.
Mystic, can I ask you something really quick?
Yeah.
Just to catch everybody up, what is the difference between the scoring that you see in the UFC or boxing compared to BKFC? What's the difference? What are the judges looking for at BKFC?
I don't know what they're looking for in Florida. I know every commission at judging is different, how they perceive things, how they're judging things. But I'm thinking that, I mean, probably the aggression, it looked like, you know, Artem was coming forward more. He wanted to engage more, you know. So I think maybe that's Paulie a little bit in the judge's eyes. Because he looked like he was evading more than he wanted to engage. That's probably the scorecards over to for Artem's favor.
So,
I think that's my opinion.
When you were watching, you thought Artem was doing a because I scored it honestly. Like I originally went, like my initial reaction, I was like, Paulie's actually doing really good. And then I had a couple of comments like, you can't look at it like a boxing match. You can't even look at it like a MMA. I mean, MMA is completely different than boxing, especially BKFC. Yeah. I mean, here's the other thing. Artem, every time he would land, it was doing a lot of damage on Paulie. Paulie ate a couple of shots, and I know that Paulie was denying it, but what did you see from Artem here? Were you impressed with Artem's performance?
I mean, I love Artem's heart. Artem has a lot of heart, and he has a lot of fight in him. He was brave enough to go in there with a world-class boxer, you know, two-time world champion, or three-time, I think two-time, right? Two-time world champion.
How about we'll just say multiple-time world champion?
Yeah, multiple-time world champion. I'm impressed with him, you know. But, I mean,
how did you score it? How did you score this fight?
I'm definitely impressed with him, toe-to-toe with him.
How did you score this misfit?
I thought, I have an MMA mind, I have a Muay Thai mind, and I have a boxing mind, and I have a bare knuckle mind. I have different, for Muay Thai, I say Artem, like by Muay Thai scoring, you know, go forward, be the aggressor, hit harder, and then you got the boxing, like, evading, you know, Paulie was touching him, I feel like. I don't know. It was such a weird fight. It was very strange fight. It just felt like it was just weird. I don't know. It wasn't what I expected.
Here's the thing about this, though. BKFC, after just, think about this. This is what really blows my mind about all of this. They're only on their sixth event. And think about how many people were excited, looking forward to this fight compared to UFC or Bellator or Glory. I think that's really impressive. So with that being said, this could only mean that the future is, the sky is the limit here. And I even saw Hector Lombard. I mean, what's the guy's name? David Feldman, the owner of BKFC?
Yes.
He took a picture after this main event with Hector Lombard inside the ring. I mean, the opportunities are endless. You got people like Rumble Johnson in there that are trying to, like, you know, manage fighters, set up fights. And, I mean, honestly, they did such a good job promoting this. I saw a lot of effort between both of these guys, even during the event. Listen, I know that you saw this, Misfit. Don't deny that you saw this. And I want your input on it. Paulie Malignaggi was calling out Artem on the way he was getting wrapped. What are the rules there, and what did you think about that? What was going on there?
I think they were just messing with each other.
I agree.
I think they were just, that's like head game stuff, yeah. You know? That's head game stuff, and I don't think there was, he said there's a scent. Who said, was it Artem that said there was a scent to the Vaseline? So they made him take it off? That's so funny.
It's all antics.
They made them, like, switch out their whole Vaseline. It's hilarious. I think that is, like, the pettiest shit ever.
Here's the thing, though, champ. Here's the thing. Listen, Artem Aboff knows what he's doing when it comes to promoting a fight. Paulie Malignaggi knows what he's doing when it comes to promote a fight. But all these people, think about this. All these people were expecting an all-out brawl. They were really trying to up what they saw last time with Artem versus Jason Knight. Yeah. You're not going to see that.
No, that's like the, what is that, the UFC fight that put him on the map. Who was it? Was it Forrest? And, you know, that all-out fight that put...
Oh, the Ultimate Fighter Season 1. You had Forrest Griffin versus Stephen Bonner.
Sorry, that I've got those guys' names in my head. The BKFC guys in my head right now. But, yeah, that's kind of like that. I mean... not many people are willing to bang like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's bare knuckle fists on your face over and over and over again. Those two guys are special. They brought out the beast in each other. You know, styles make fights. Everybody says it. And those guys, they got mad heart, and their levels are the same, I feel like.
Let me also ask you this, though. I got to ask you this. What should have Paulie done different in this fight? Now, looking back, I know it's, you know, kind of You know, looking back, obviously everyone's going to have an answer, but what would you say to Paulie in his corner? Because it looked like he was doing this fighting like it was getting scored as a boxing fight. What would you have said to Paulie?
I would have told him, look, dude, this isn't a 12-round fight. Going to the body like you're going isn't going to slow him down in the fourth, fifth round. That doesn't start until about the eighth round. Sorry to get off the subject, but I was like, he went in autopilot mode, I feel like, in, like, he boxed 12 rounds for so many years. He was going to the body, and I think he was like, that's his breaking down, breaking him down, trying to break him down, but he only had 5 2-minute rounds. But if I was in the corner, I would tell him the Artem is wide open for counters. You know, I think his counter game, he should have been countering. That was his money right there. He would have dusted him. Just was not coming back. But I also heard that he broke his hand. So, I don't know. There's many things that played that could have been playing for Paulie. I don't know. I heard he broke both hands at one point. So I don't know what's true, what's not. I haven't seen any media on it or any like official verification on that.
Now, going into the fifth and final round, where were you at? What were you scoring it? Did you have it 2-2? Did you have it? What were you at?
I just knew that he was not winning. He was not pulling the trigger. I felt like he was in rounds. I didn't even know because it was so weird the way they were fighting that I didn't even know how Artem was coming forward, so I know the aggression. And I don't know the scoring because there's so many different damn refs out there. Yeah, I mean, judges scoring. Maybe they're from boxing. Maybe they're from MMA. Maybe they're from Muay Thai. Don't know. Like, I didn't know how that was going to go. I don't know. You know, boxing is so much, they go on, you know, punches and power punches and, you know, not, or getting through the gloves, landing. I don't know how they're scoring this, to be very honest with you. And it was in a new state. So I'm sure the fighters were aware. They let them know the scoring system. But I wasn't there when they did the rules meeting and stuff. So I didn't know how they were scoring that completely. I thought Artem was coming forward more and kind of like bullying him around. So it looked bad for Paulie. And he wasn't. Paulie kind of looked like he was running-ish. So that looks like timid, you know? So even though he's boxing and not getting hit, he's still looking timid in a fight like that.
I mean, listen, we know where this promotion stands when it comes to entertainment. When you step in there, are you feeling the pressure of trying to push for a finish? Is that what you're feeling when you're in there?
I'm in there looking to hurt somebody the in the most fast, violent way I can. And that's been my whole career. That's how I fight, period. That's why this is made for me. You know, like when Dave Timms comes out and says, get in there and fight, okay, I want to, that's what I'm here to do. We're here to, fans, that's why I don't enjoy MMA as much, because of the ground. Even though it's awesome stuff, I don't think it's very exciting when fans are watching it, because first of all, they don't know what's going on. But they do love to see a knockout and people beating the crap out of each other intelligently and skillfully.
Now, what did you think about some of the other fights on this card? I mean, we had Joey Beltran on this card. We had Chris Lieben going up against Dakota Cochran. Let me ask you this really quick, Misfit. There was something that really upset me that I saw in the media. And I think in 2019, this is so inappropriate. SB Nation came out with a headline saying, Chris Lieben got fisted by a guy that was in gay porn. Oh, how do you feel about that? Because that really got under my skin. That is not a headline I want to see from a top.
See that. Oh, my God.
It made me so mad.
That's ridiculous.
It's on call for, right?
Yeah, that shouldn't have been released.
I agree.
I didn't even see that. Oh, man, I don't. Jesus. Yeah, that's some pretty shitty shit to be posting, you know.
Of all things to say, beating a veteran like Chris Lieben, that's your headline? It's just uncalled for, especially during this week. Now, I'm going to get off this subject really quick. I got to ask you this. What's going on with Beck? Is she leaving BKFC? What do you know as far as you understand?
The only thing I know is she signed with Bellator.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's an exclusive deal, so she won't be, to my knowledge, to what I know, she's not fighting in BKFC anymore.
So what are you looking to do moving forward in 2019? When are you looking to get back in there? Do you have anyone on mind? I mean, what's going on?
Well, we're having a tournament now. Dave made a tournament for the bare knuckle belt.
Yeah.
So I want to have the world belt. I want to have the American title. And I want to have the bare knuckle belt and be David Feldman's champion and represent and put on a good show and show how champions should train and be as fighters and just represent.
Now, let me ask you this. I saw that you got to kind of mingle with Francis Ngannou. I mean, what was that like? Who have you been training with? What's going on?
That's one of my coaches. He trains him. He's actually, he left. He's leaving tomorrow for the fight this weekend for Ngannou. He fights this weekend.
Against JDS, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he came out and ran with us. He comes out and run, does the cardio. It's really cool to meet him. I the first time I seen him fight was when he knocked out Overeem, and
oh,
I was
God.
Amazed. That was like the craziest knockout I've ever seen in my life to this day. That is the craziest knockout. I was like, I've never like been like, oh my God.
I was scared. I thought Overeem was hurt bad.
Dude, he probably was. He probably is. He probably still hasn't came back from that. Like, that shit was like the craziest knockout. And then they made that meme with his soul coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the funniest shit.
Now, what is Lee Canyon? You said that you ran Lee Canyon. What is that?
Oh, yeah. That's Mount Charleston. So it's at, it starts at about 6,500 feet. And then we end our run at about, I think, 9,000 or 10,000 feet. So it's like a straight up, it's like 5 miles up, just straight up. Like, we're running like uphill, like we're gaining like 5,000 feet in 5 miles, 4 or 5 miles, I think it's five, or maybe 6 miles.
And when you're training with these guys, I mean, do you feel more added pressure as a female to kind of keep up with them? How do you feel when you're training alongside these guys?
I'm with some really young, fast men and women. I mean, Kylie Fulmer, she's a boxing champion, and she stepped there in the front with them, almost beating them. So I mean, I'm not the best runner, so I can't like even come close to saying I am. But I finish my runs and I don't stop. But yeah, it's great to be around these young boxers and They're just so athletic, so fast, and they push me and make me try and be better and fast. And, you know what I mean? If I'm keeping up with these kids, then I'm not doing okay.
Listen, before we move on to the personal quest, we got about 5 minutes left here, and I'll let you go. But let me ask you this really quick. Going back to what you were saying about your next fight, when is this tournament starting? I didn't get the date out of you.
We start August 10th.
Okay.
August 10th is
away.
An opponent to be determined. It'll be released, I believe, Tuesday, who I'm fighting. David Feldman will let everybody know or put up something out, probably a flyer or something.
It's so exciting. Yeah. Only 6 events in. There's so much looking forward with events, possible matchups. I mean, the sky is the limit, like I said. Now, let's jump to the last couple of questions here. I want to get personal with you, Misfit. I mean, me and you, I consider you a friend. I mean, we've been talking for so long. I've been able to watch you bloom. We talk all the time outside of interviews. I mean, me and you probably talk every 3 days. So, let me kind of get everybody up to date with what's going on in my love life. I mean, honestly, I'm a slut. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of a slut. In this day and age with, like, you know, social media, with what you got going on Facebook, you got Tinder, you got Bumble. I'm going to whisper this. I just downloaded the Cougar app. So, like, I'm on all these apps. I'm on all these apps, but like, you know, I'm juggling a couple of girls. I try to keep them all secret, but like, obviously, the one girl I like is giving me the hardest time, playing the hardest game. Now, check this out, Misfit. On her birthday, I brought her out two nights in a row. First night was me and her. I spent $200. The next night, I spent $200. And then she started getting weird the second night. And we got into like this kind of fight because someone was like, we went outside to smoke a cigarette. And some guy outside was like, oh, I got lost in your eyes. Yo, I flipped out. I started screaming. I made the guy apologize. She got mad at me for defending her. That made me feel like awkward. Like, if a guy says that to your girl, you're going to feel a little some type of way, right?
Yo, hell yeah. Well, I'll fuck somebody up.
How would you handle that situation?
How would I handle that?
If somebody looked into your girl's eyes and was like, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. I got lost in your eyes.
I'll probably punch him right in the face. You know, I'd be like, hey, bro, back up. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl. If he doesn't respect it, then he's getting a kick to the nuts, and I'm going to fucking tear his ass up with a 22-piece.
You know what I said? I said, this conversation ends here, and I made him step away. I made him apologize about it. So listen, the night goes on. We were talking about it, and I was like, listen, if you don't want me here, if you don't understand why I did that, then I'll leave. She let go of my hand, ran ahead to her friends. So you know what I did, Misfit?
Oh,
I left. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not dealing with that. I'm going to leave. Did I do the right thing or no?
I think so. I don't know. If a girl's going to play games like that, I'm cool. I don't play games
like
that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't play games like that. If you're going to play, then go play with some other dumbass.
Someone younger. Yeah.
Yeah,
Misfit, I just turned 30. I just turned 30 not even a week ago. So, like, it made me feel some type of way. Like, I'm done with all this, you know?
Yeah.
Last question to you. So, right now, she'll go a week without talking to me. She'll hit me up on the weekends, come over, sleep over. You know what it is. But then, during the week, she'll block me and then unblock me on the weekend. What would you do if you were me? Do I just let this girl go? Do I keep talking to her, playing the game of like, yeah, just come over on the weekend, we can do this and that, and just keep it as that? What would you do? How would you feel?
Wait, she blocks you on the weekdays?
On the weekdays. Come Friday, so unblock me, talk me, play all this game with me, come over, sleep over, and then block me again come Monday. What would you do?
Well, I would just keep her as a side piece. Okay, I'll keep her as a side piece. I mean, she obviously has a family life during the week, so I won't bug that.
And you know what? I do too. I do too, and that's the thing. That's what I told her. I was like, just communicate with me. If you just want to come over for a booty call, that's fine. I'd rather do that than get my emotions into it and get hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what last question, what am I in for? I just turned 30. What am I 30s going to be like? You're only a couple years older than me. What can I expect in these next couple of years?
Man, you're going to start slowing down a little bit. You'll probably about 33, you'll start slowing down. Things you'll want to come down, I'm sure. Probably that. But you're going to have fun right now. I feel like you're both stable. You get more and more stable during these years. And, man, I'm having fun getting older.
What do you do to kind of, go out of the way of distractions or obstacles like that? Like, how do you avoid these obstacles and stay focused on the main goal of being champion at BKFC? What do you do to kind of keep your mind clear?
I just make sure I'm eating well and drinking, you know, a lot of water. That's like the main thing, keeping my body clean. If I start to get all over the place, then I make sure I go to my yoga class. You know what I mean? Like all these little things that help. I go on a lot of runs. You know, it's mostly physical exertion that helps me personally.
Be selfish, right? Is that what it is? Just try to be selfish and go after what you need to be stable, right?
Yeah. The more selfish I am, I feel like the more healthier I am for my surroundings and people around me, to be honest.
Those are words of a champion right there. Misfit, I want to thank you so much for joining me once again here on Pure Evil MMA. Before we let you go, what can we expect from you on social media, like, in the next couple of weeks? Are you going to keep everybody updated? What's going on with you? Like, what's your upcoming week like? What do you got planned?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to be posting videos, you know, of my training, my upcoming, for my upcoming fight, who I'll be fighting. That will be this week. I'll have on my social media. It's a lot of my training posting. That's my whole life. So that's all I really have to post.
Oh, last but not least, you know what we like to do? I'm going to hand the imaginary microphone over to you. If you want to give a shout out to anybody, your sponsors, your coaches, anyone at all, the floor is now all, and especially your social media, for everybody to follow you. The floor is now all yours.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to thank David Feldman and Bare Knuckle Team for giving me another opportunity to perform and, get in there and beat somebody up. I want to thank my coach, Dewey Cooper, Black Cover Cycling System, my strength and conditioning coach, David Hayes, my wife, my support, system, EnevrTap Canada, Healthy One, my nerdy neighbor, Athlete, everybody else, everybody check out Athlete Hub, on Instagram. They're a new app for athletes and fans of sports of all kinds. Let's see here.
Wait, what is Nerdy Neighbor? You have a nerdy neighbor, or is that a company?
Oh, no, my nerdy neighbor is actually, it's a Mississippi guy. He fixes phones. He's a sponsor of mine. He's called my nerdy neighbor. He's a badass guy.
I love that name.
Yeah, he's hella cool, man. He's like a nerdy gangster type dude. He's cool. He's super cool. But yeah, if you're in Mississippi, check him out. If your phone's broken or something, get the nerds over there that'll help you out.
Champ, I want to thank you so much. We're looking forward to everything coming forth. And last but not least, we wish you best of skill. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
There you guys go, Mr. Ferrer. Champ over at BKFC, giving the rundown of what she thought about last night's event. And I had mixed emotions. Last night, I was kind of looking at, like, boxing rules. Then I looked a little bit deeper into it. They don't score it like boxing. They don't score it like MMA, obviously. So when I look back at it, 3 rounds to Artem, 2 rounds to Pauly, and that's it. And you know what? Last night, I even thought about it. I was like, what do they do from here on out? Well, Dave Feldman posted a picture of him and Hector Lombard together. Options are limitless. The sky is the limit here for BKFC. Think about it. 6 deep. That's it. Brand new promotion. 6 deep. You had more people interested in the main event of BKFC over UFC Greenville. I may be wrong, but at least for me and a lot of the people that I talk to, even if you watched UFC last night, there's no way you went to bed without trying to find out what the results were for the main event at BKFC6. So with that being said, guys, I'm Eve Lady from Pure Evil MMA, pureevilmma.com. Remember, subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook. All the links are up above. Follow me on Twitter at evil_echo. That's EVIL_ECCO. Also on Instagram at pureevilmma_. That's PUREEVILMMA_. For all the third graders out there that don't know how to spell. Last but not least, guys, win knuckles to the end. And remember, without evil, there's no purity. The evil sucks.